Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's right. I just took that one.
It's your prerogative.
Well, you are the captain.
Sometimes that name gets me into trouble. Sometimes it gets me into awesome.
Does it ever get you out of trouble?
Not yet.
On the side of the road, do you know who I am? I'm the captain.
I was discussing the potential of, like, legally changing my name to Captain Kickass. Those of you who have been listening for a long time know that it's not my legal name.
Whatever. But
it is my authentic name. Let's leave it at that. It was given to me by some friends. And anyway, I have no compelling reason to make the change legally. The only possible benefit that I think I might get out of it is some chuckles the next time I get pulled over by a cop. Right? Like, excuse me, sir, do you know how fast you're going? Can I see your license and registration, please? And like, here, like, Captain Kickass.
Oh, we got another captain here, boys.
Yeah. Now, one of two things is going to happen, right? They're either going to be, oh, Captain Kickass is getting a ticket today, right? You know, or
yeah.
I can't give Captain Kickass a ticket. Here, go on, have a good day. One, like,
it's
a binary situation at that point. No ambiguity whatsoever. So, I think I'm just not going to do it because I find it ridiculous to spend money, give money to the state voluntarily. Blew, who wants to do that? Much less for the privilege of having, like, their documents changed into my preferred, first and last.
That's the thing. That's what I said. If you have to pay the state to change your name, whose name is it?
Yep.
It's theirs.
Exactly. So it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Phil calling from California. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello? 6431.
Hey, Phil.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm picking up dinner.
Okay.
What you having?
Oh, I'm having Chinese food.
Oh,
ooh, that sounds
ooh.
Good.
And then?
It's at the Jing Jing Chinese Cuisine in Rockland, California.
Egg Foo Young?
We're getting some, just a bunch of stuff, some lo mein. We're good.
And then?
No medium mein?
Nah, just lo mein.
You called the radio show, so what was on your mind?
Chinese food,
apparently. I did. I'm sorry. I've been on hold for a minute. Okay. I was just going to talk about, it seems like there's a L.A. County starting up with the mask mandate.
Yep.
Alameda County, they reinstated. But the thing is, I was in Oakland I was in Oakland last week, and it didn't seem like anyone was following it. It's kind of like when they try to instate it in Northern California where no one was following.
That would have been my question.
Happened here.
Oh, all three of us. Okay. go ahead.
I was just saying that's kind of what happened here. They reinstated the mask mandate in Keene, and nobody listened. Well, some people listened to it, but for the most part, most people didn't listen to it, and they did not get hassled for it.
Similar sentiment. I would be curious as to how many people in that county.
Do you think they'll be able to pull it off in L.A. County?
Pull off the mask? Sure. Maybe. Take it off your face.
It's California, so likely.
But no one's doing it in Alameda. Well, I mean, only the most loyal of the cult are following it in Alameda County.
That's a good sign, actually.
I don't know if it's anti-cult behavior, though. I think people have just been so worn down by it, right, that it has nothing to do with being anti-state or protest. It's just like, ah. I don't want to do it.
Well, I mean, hopefully that is a good sign. Like, I would have thought that if there was anywhere in the United States that could pull it off, it would be, like, the greater L.A. region. I don't know if that's where Alameda County is. I don't know my geography there very well.
No, Alameda's Oakland.
Oakland, okay. Also, I wanted to point out that there is a J that nobody pronounces in front of Oakland. So it's properly pronounced Jokeland.
Okay.
That's just a commentary on their legislature.
LA face with a Jokeland booty?
Oh, hang on. The guy's talking. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, my bad.
No, you, Phil. Go ahead.
There we go. All right, I was going to say San Francisco says they have no plans of going back to the mask mandate and that they don't work, which is funny because San Francisco is probably the highest concentration of cold members in California.
You would think with all the poop on the street, San Franciscans would just wear the mask to get rid of the smell.
Right. So when I was in California a few months ago, I was doing a coastal tour from like L.A. area up through Big Sur, and I wanted to kind of go a little past San Francisco to hit this really cool beach. And the people I were living with told me that I would not want to go anywhere near San Francisco because most of the private businesses and stuff are still super masky. And they were like, you guys wouldn't last there because you'd just get kicked out of everywhere. So that's just what local Californians were telling me. I don't know what's actually going on over there.
That's not true at all.
Okay.
I was karaokeing last night at the Mint on Market Street, everyone's in the Castro partying, mm-hmm. and no one's rocking the mask for the most part. I mean, there are, you know, you get people, I mean, but the thing is, like, before the mask mandates, like, even, like, years ago, like, I mean, a lot of people in the Asian community, I've always worn masks, so that's not anything new.
Right, I saw that in Seattle, too. I lived there for 22 years, and, like, every now and again, you'd see either a couple Asians or, you know, somebody, you know, getting off the plane or headed downtown, and they'd have the mask on.
Out of respect, because they were ill, and they didn't want to get other people ill.
I never really just questioned it. I was just like, oh, well, whatever. You know, it never really bothered me.
Yeah, I mean, like, I really feel like there's a difference between people who wear masks because they're sick or cult members. I kind of differentiate between them.
Agreed.
Hard to tell. They wear the same mask.
Hey, thanks for the call, Phil. We appreciate it. Enjoy your food, as they call it in China. Well, when you're in China, you just order food.
Understood.
Anyway.
We laughed because we got the joke.
I'm retracting my laugh now that you tried to explain it.
All right. Let's continue on, and let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I'm getting more information about the upcoming Civil War from psychics.
Civil War?
Ooh, psychics.
The Boogaloo.
Wait. Psychics are telling you about the Civil War? What are these psychics saying, Sarah? I'm dying to know.
Okay. One of the things that I've been catching from the is that it's going to be the degenerates, the psychos or the riffraff of that's who are going to be sacrificed in the Civil War. Which is good. It's kind of like a...
Sacrifice to whom? Because I'd be cheering for those people.
Well, first of all, how do we know who the riffraff, the psychos are?
They're the ones who lose, because they're the
rich.
I get it, but I'm answering
anyway. Well, they're kind of like, I guess the ones that have bad karmas or something that's going to get killed off during the Civil War.
Oh, so the government.
Well, they're the riffraff and the degenerates.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't it be great if the rapture just took away all of the government?
Well,
I've been praying for.
How would it, though? Because there's a separation of church and state, right? All the government people are going to be left behind.
They're immune.
Because they're immune from it, because they have to separate.
The joke's on them. Government is a religion.
Oh.
Sarah, go on.
So that's one thing. And then another thing is it's going to be the southern states. That's where most of the Civil War is going to happen.
Again?
Those things. Yeah, but... That's
break out the stars and bars! We're going for it again!
Well, I mean, there was a Civil War that's where it broke out, so it's going to happen again there. That's going to be the state. But those are the two clues. But, you know, I have never met this psychic. It's a hermaphrodite psychic, so I'm just hearing from the...
Is there an H in the alphabet soup thing?
You know, sometimes Sarah's calls are less than average, and sometimes they're above average.
LGBTQH?
Well, that's the plus, right?
Oh, okay.
All of these psychics are always scoffed at. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how... I mean, how can you give a rating or credibility to a psychic? You know, if it came from Evelyn Paglini... She prophesied, and many people prophesied about the Civil War.
What you need is you need nine psychics on a bench, and then if five of them agree, then that's what you do. Five or more.
We'll see if Sarah's hermaphrodite psychic predictions come true or not. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Do you think civil war is on the way?
Boogaloo.
Call.
Boogaloo.
Let us know.
Boogaloo.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The triplets, man. The triumvirate. The trio.
I like having the echo chamber.
The echo chamber.
The echo chamber.
There you are.
You can say that again.
I can. It's an echoing dual repetitive redundancy.
An echoing dual repetitive redundancy?
An echoing dual repetitive redundancy.
You can say that again.
An echoing dual repetitive redundancy?
An echoing dual repetitive redundancy.
I'm not going to try to say that.
All right. Nikki brings our tomfoolery to an end.
Simmer down, everybody. We got a show to do.
Nikki Killjoy.
It's true.
Wow.
That's a far cry from Nikki Sunshine.
Wow. I'm just kidding.
Although, if we wanted to be true to our tomfoolery, she could just be Nikki Nikki.
Nikki Nikki Nikki.
Nikki Nikki.
First, middle, and last?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Nikki Nick.
Yeah, Nikki Nick. I think I've done that before.
I'm not going to be Captain E. Captain.
Okay.
It's just not going to happen.
Cappy Cap?
Oh, God, no. That sounds like somebody made a cartoon of me, like, for children Saturday morning, like, Cappy Cap.
Yeah, put you on a cereal box.
I'm going to do that now.
Put me on cereal?
Yeah. Cappy Cap.
Oh, God. I have no words.
Vegan cereal.
Oh, God.
With oat milk.
It's just like dried broccoli. This is Free Talk Live.
You don't say.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160 in the studio. It's myself, Cappy Cap.
It's Nikki Nick.
And Richie Rich.
It's not fair. You didn't have to change it.
I know.
You could be like
my
Richard Edward.
From like trying not to laugh.
Richard Edward Wealthy or something.
Richard Johnson.
Rich. I have to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right. So, we're going to, keeping with our no-segue format this evening, we're going to skip over this one, and we're going to skip over that one. And we're going to go to, not that one either. Oh, this one's not loading. Oh, yeah. All right, let's talk about this one. Because we already... Didn't we talk about Florida already a little bit? No, maybe.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Has finally met his match? Question mark?
Ooh.
Meet Florida Sheriff.
Sounds intimidating.
This is from the AP.
Incredible news source.
And it says, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. When a naked man in southwestern Florida recently raised a ruckus outside of his house and threatened a deputy with a kitchen knife.
As a Florida man is wont to do.
The SWAT team swooped in and apprehended him.
SWAT team?
Florida Sheriff.
Soon afterward, Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marchino stood on the man's driveway in combat gear for a news conference while the suspect went to the jailhouse that the sheriff likes to call the Marchino Motel.
Photo op, you mean?
Wow.
Shows up after the battle's done in his camo gear.
Yeah, full on.
Okay.
He's an oxygen stealer and a scumbag, and I'm glad he's out of here, Marchino told reporters.
He said that on the record?
Florida Sheriff.
I'll say it
taking
again.
Taking out Florida Man.
He's an oxygen stealer and a scumbag, and I'm glad he's out of here, Marchino told reporters.
He might not be wrong, but we don't know. But you got a naked dude swinging a knife, right? Like, I don't know. Who knows what kind of damage that could do?
Well, He said he raised a ruckus. Didn't say anything.
Okay.
You know.
With a knife.
He did threaten a deputy with a kitchen knife. So what?
Okay.
You know,
with a kitchen knife?
Like a steak knife or like...
Butter knife?
Yeah. I mean, you know, was it a spork? You know?
Depends whose kitchen you're in. You get some pretty good stuff in my kitchen.
He continues, I'm proud to say that in this county, if you present deadly physical force, we meet you with deadly physical force every time.
Gosh.
And we win. It's pretty clean and pretty quick.
That guy needs to go to jail.
This is...
That's the sheriff?
I don't mean to break it to you, but this is the attitude of most LEOs in my experience.
They usually don't say it, though, to the press.
Okay.
Normally,
that
they just
might
keep
be true
it
to themselves. Yeah.
Yeah,
within the gang talk. Yeah.
Okay. True. Again, hold on a moment, because if he weren't a Leo... Right? Would we not agree that, you know, the threat of deadly force should be met accordingly?
Yeah, unless you're a cop.
Okay, go on.
I mean,
like if someone came swinging a knife at you and you went, yeah. I'm carrying, pop, pop, threat neutralized.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense, but to kind of brag about it after, like, that's the part that I'm really not down for, is to be like, well, I'm the sheriff, and if you cause a ruckus, I'm going to kill you, and we're going to meet you with deadly force, and call in the SWAT team, and...
I mean, okay, so if it was crazy naked man brandishing a knife, and Richie Rich... happened to be the point or the person he was threatening. Richie Rich just happened to be wearing full combat gear.
Yeah.
You know, and took him out, right? Look, what would we say?
We just spent a week, you know, glorifying the self-defense shooting of that 22-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Right? Because there was a dude who was, like, using deadly force.
Yeah.
And he was
accurate.
Like, all hell. Like, I couldn't
do
that.
It was impressive. No, it was very impressive. Yeah.
But... He's now a saint. Like, he's reached that level in the 2A community. Like, Saint Eli, right, at this point. Because he recognized deadly force and met it with deadly force.
There's another t-shirt idea for you.
Okay.
Saint Eli.
Saint Eli. Okay, fine. We'll do that too. But, so what I'm saying is, like, that's not necessarily a problem. It's just a problem when that's the first response of law enforcement on what may not actually be deadly force.
Right. Well, and I don't like the whole, you know, in full fatigues and giving it, rah, 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 right? You know, that drill sergeant style of thing, right?
I get it, but if I was planning on deadly force, like, you know, I have body armor somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, if we were planning for that, right, we're like, well, this dude's doing the thing, like, we got to go stop him, and we weren't in a situation like St. Eli, where we're like, oh, we're just in a mall, we got what we got. And we're like, well, we got to go get this guy. Like, you better believe we're throwing on some kit.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does. The Sunshine State has become internationally notorious for the oddball miscreants who populate its police blotters and local news reports, known collectively as
Florida Man.
There are murders and mayhem like any place else, and then there are the only in Florida incidents, like the man charged with assault with a deadly weapon for throwing an alligator through a Wendy's drive-through window in Palm Beach County in 2015.
What?
But an equally eccentric cast of hard-boiled sheriffs make a career of going after these guys. Florida Man, meet Florida Sheriff.
I'm just, like, picturing Dog the Bounty Hunter in my head right now.
But, like, with a badge. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not got, a, like, real bounty hunter, by the way.
And he's got, like, he's got the bad, the faux hawk.
He's got the full on mullet.
The mullet hawk.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, it's kind of shaved on the side, so okay. It's kind of a mullet. It's a, you know.
No,
know,
it's definitely
know,
a mullet.
You know. Yep. Mullet mohawk combo. Mullet hawk. Mullet. I don't know. 603-283-6160. If you had a mullet and you shaved two sides of your head, what do you call it? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Mauricio reporting. A hero's welcome when 5 wheelchair-confined Ukrainian soldiers arrived in Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport Saturday night. They're in the U.S. to get prosthetic limbs. We're welcomed by dozens of Ukrainian and Americans providing assistance. Yakov Gradnar of the Minneapolis Limb Lab is honoring his parents and siblings back home.
I'm ready and feel very excited to help these people and do my small part to show them support and show them my respect.
One of the natural wonders of the West, Utah's Great Salt Lake, is under threat. Officials are now sounding the alarm about climate change and the worsening drought, pushing that lake to the brink of a crisis. High temps and record-breaking western drought has Utah's Great Salt Lake inching towards ecological disaster. Utah already plagued by dust storms that could potentially be hazardous for the state's most populous city. But currently, the lake is so low, only airboats can operate. This is USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Historic heat has many people worried about paying their utility bills. Democrats in Washington say they want to provide more relief, citing the rising cost of climate change. At a briefing in New York on Sunday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer proposed adding billions of dollars to the budget for a federal program that helps vulnerable populations across the U.S. during extreme temperatures all year long. The senator described unprecedented demand in the Empire State.
There has been such a big demand for this program, given the heat wave. The applications went up from about 10,000 to 30,000, a 200% increase in demand.
A recent Supreme Court decision that limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to fight the climate crisis could also hamstring President Joe Biden's authority to cancel federal student loan debt. Facing political pressure from the left, Biden's been weighing whether to take executive action to broadly forgive a portion of the balances for 43 million people with outstanding federal student loan debt. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back. It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here in the studio if you'd like to join us. Speaking of which, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me tonight.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about Florida Sheriff.
Versus Florida Man.
That'd be a cage match, right? The Florida Man versus Florida Sheriff.
All the
throw
Florida
him in the octagon.
So the sheriff's name is Carmine Marchena, Marcina, M-A-R-C-E-N-O. You pronounce it. I don't care. You looked him up.
I did.
What did you find?
He has a big ego, based on my professional opinion.
Your professional opinion.
Yes.
So
looks like a D-bag.
Yep. Confirmed.
I mean, so, to be fair, the uniform kind of does that to people.
Yeah.
Right? So, but even so, you found, what, way too many photos of this guy?
Yeah, he just has, it seems like he likes to get a lot of headshots. Like
no,
he's seeking,
no pun intended.
Oh, gosh.
Taking down Florida Man.
That's all you found? Just pictures?
He has a nice smile. We'll give him that, too. I'll balance it out with something nice.
That's nice of you.
Thank you.
Putting the sunshine back in your name after Richie's dig on you earlier.
Yeah, exactly. I know I have to redeem myself.
So at any rate,
Nikki Moonlight is what I like to call her now.
This Florida Sheriff Carmine Marchena stood on the suspect's driveway in combat gear for a news conference, and
after they'd already hauled him away,
said he's an oxygen stealer, a scumbag, and I'm glad he's out of here. Anyway. All but one of Florida's 67 counties have an elected sheriff, and they wield enormous influence in part because they're often the only countywide elected official. They head agencies that typically patrol unincorporated portions of their county, but also provide backup to city police departments and sometimes patrol small cities that lack their own force. Many, like Marchena, hold made-for-YouTube news conferences and use TikTok and other social media frequently going just as viral as the perpetrators.
So he's not even the only one.
No, he's not the only one. I worked with these girls at the hospital that used to watch Cop because they had like a whatever uniform fetish or whatever they call it. And they used to watch these videos, and they were so cringy and just so disgusting. And they'd be like, oh my God, he's so hot! And I'm like throwing up in my mouth.
They give another example of Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson in Florida's panhandle. During a recent news conference about a burglary, Johnson, elected in 2016, said a homeowner had fired shots but didn't hit the suspect. Johnson encouraged the homeowner to take a gun safety course offered every other Saturday at the sheriff's office so he could better take matters into his own hands. Learn to shoot a lot better, Johnson said. Save the taxpayers money. I like this guy. Like, I mean, citizens should all learn how to shoot and learn how to shoot well.
The sentiment is there.
Yes.
But to go to the local sheriff's office to do it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the best place to train, though.
If it's free.
Well, free as in taxpayer funded, we're going to have to put a kibosh on that.
Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, if you're poor and you want to, like, shoot a cop's gun, you know, why wouldn't you?
Fair enough.
On the Atlantic coast near Cape Canaveral, Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey makes game of a crime, literally. His weekly Wheel of Fugitive videos feature the sheriff spinning a wheel with photos of 10 of the county's most wanted. Everybody watches it, even the fugitives watch it, to see who becomes the fugitive of the week, Ivy said. The lucky winner of one recent episode was 32-year-old white male accused of, this says petite theft, I think they mean petty theft, unless he's robbing short girls or something. Petite theft. And failure to appear. The sheriff, first elected in 2012, looked into the cameras as if speaking directly to the man and urged him to surrender. Stop messing up and stop breaking the law. Get all of it behind you.
We're coming to get you.
This guy's so weird.
Are these guys all on, like, roids or something? Have they been watching too much WWE?
Yeah.
I don't want to guarantee, but there's a good chance they're on some kind of performance enhancer. Right. When part of your job, you get paid to work out. And part of it's to look intimidating and be bigger than the rest of us. You're taking something.
The Twitter account of Pasco County Sheriff Chris Noco, or Nocho, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, who has starred in A&E's Network's live PD show. I didn't know they had a live PD show. Also, all those, like, Cops, that whole show, that should never have made the airways. Anyway, he made a splash with local Sad Criminal of the Day posts. His agency also copyrighted the now viral hashtag 9 p.m. routine, a reminder to lock car doors and homes every night.
Wouldn't you do that before? Normally you'll lock your car as you're exiting it, not like, okay, it's 9 p.m., let me go lock my house and my car.
Some people need a reminder.
I do remember a show, and I don't know if it was all about the cops, but they used to regularly feature, like, the dumbest criminals and that kind of thing. So there was a guy who, like, went into, like, a convenience store that had a now hiring sign, and he filled out the application and sort of cased the joint while he was there, you know, checking out how many people were working, where the doors were, that kind of stuff. And he comes back later and robs the place. The same person who took his application was still working, having to pull a double or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And so they were like, yeah, here's the application. He used all of his real information on the application.
What an idiot.
See, some people deserve to get caught, man. Maybe it was a cry for help. He wanted to get caught.
Well, he was obviously broke, so he both needed a job and decided to rob someplace. So,
and gets three hots and a cot.
Imagine if he got the job after that.
We were totally going to hire you, bro, and then you robbed us. You got to wait and then pilfer the register. Get the job first and then steal from the till.
In January, the department cut off. In January, the department cut off the social media commenters because the accounts fell victim to their success. With over 300,000 Facebook followers, more than double that of much larger Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office in nearby Tampa, Noco said the people were too often reporting crimes online rather than calling 911.
Nice.
This is the future.
Over in Central Florida.
I wonder how many of them would commit the crimes just to get on, just to get featured.
I'm famous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, that would happen. Like, well, my life sucks. I might as well get famous. I'll be on the YouTube.
Just might as well throw this alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru.
I mean, mean, that had to be a spontaneous thing. Although, who's just carrying an alligator around with them wherever they go?
So, ironically enough, one of my Facebook friends posted, like, a video,
yeah.
And it was possum in the pocket. So they just put a possum.
Pocket possum.
Right, in the pocket of, you know, a billiard table.
Yeah.
So the dude reaches in to grab the ball.
got
like, bit by the possum, and then, like, pulls in, and just flings the possum, like, oh, yeah, it's just possum in the pocket.
I've never done this.
So people do this.
I've never done this, but I've seen it done. I was at a carnival, and one person had upset another person. And the other person was just finishing smoking a cigarette as the person who upset him turns and walks away. So he just sort of starts following the guy a little bit, kind of pace for pace. And the guy in front of him was wearing denim jeans. And so he took the remainder of his cigarette, which there's a couple drags left on it, so it's still lit, still smoldering, and turned it upside down butt first and just sort of gently dropped it into the back pocket of the person in front of him.
Oh.
And then stopped walking and watched, and as soon as the embers start getting down to a place where they're burning through the denim, you watch a guy freak out because his ass is on fire.
Good reason to wear snug-fitting jeans without loose pockets.
Just saying. I've never done this, but I've seen it done.
Okay.
Over in Central Florida is perhaps the highest profile. Oh, it's important to mention that I saw it done in Florida.
Okay.
That's the tie-in. If
we need the, we need the sheriff's department to come after that dude now. Deadly force meets deadly force. That's arson. Attempted burning of the buttocks.
You know, it really burns my ass. A flame about this high. Over in Central Florida is perhaps the highest profile enemy of Florida man and Florida woman.
Ooh,
that's
I didn't know there was
ominous.
A Florida woman.
Florida district attorney.
A Florida woman? Yeah, usually you hear about the Florida man, not
there
the
are Florida,
Florida
women.
Woman. Who is this highest profile enemy of Florida man and Florida woman? We'll find out on Free Talk Live coming up. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Final segment of tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. We're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The phones are always open during those times. If you're hearing this show outside of those times, please know that you can only call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern because that's when we're broadcasting. So, in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Let's go to a New Mexico man. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Speedo Man.
Hey. Continuing to... I rock Speedo, dude. Unlike some people I can see on YouTube.
Well, and that's what we
How
were
going to... How many dudes are you looking at on YouTube?
In Speedos.
Yeah.
And why?
That's it. Gotta have a IQ of above, say, 125 to follow my attempts at humor.
But what's up with the Speedo?
I rock a Speedo.
Makes you swim fast.
As referenced by Richie Rich, just trolled me about a Speedo that I used to wear when I would go swimming in the ocean and elsewhere.
It's still your Twitter profile pic. Like, I found the Twitter, I saw the Speedo and went, is this really David? And then
You're
I have to confirm
me,
that.
Dude?
What's that?
You're stalking me, dude?
He's not stalking you. He's just calling a lot.
You've told us to, like, Google your name a bunch of times, and so I Googled it once.
I'm just messing with you. I don't care who looks at what. Yeah.
So why are you looking at guys in Speedos, then?
I'm not.
Oh.
But he just said he was on YouTube.
I'm pretty sure he said he's seen thousands of guys in Speedos on YouTube.
Thousands. It's a conservative estimate.
David, are you conservative?
Conservative? I don't know. But Joe Monahan is not. Joe Monahan is a Democrat, I believe. Is that
Wait,
right?
Okay, so I have to Joe ask. Monahan. I have to ask David. So there are certain names like M. Monica Zamora, John J. Yeah. Romero, and then what's this new guy that you just mentioned?
This is a guy, the professional writer. He's writing about Judge Tommy Jewell, who is the husband of one of the
Tommy
Jewell
is the other one. Okay, so we're gonna
Judge Angela Jewell is his wife.
David, we're gonna take up a collection and see if we can raise enough money for you to get all of these names of these people in government who have wronged you. See if we can get enough money so you can get them tattooed on your back.
Oh.
So that when you're out on the beach in your Speedo, you can also sort of, you know, give these guys the what for. You know what I'm saying?
Can we put it in like a tweet bubble?
Cool. Take up that collection and send that money. I would think that's a great idea.
All right, cool. Thanks for the call, David. We'll let you know when we have it. 603-283-6160. That's the number here. You might be able to get on. I don't know. Our screener's working overtime today, so it's a toss-up. But we've been talking about this Florida sheriff.
Multiple Florida sheriffs.
Many of them, so much so that they're trying to make it into a trope, just like Florida man. And apparently,
TikToking Florida sheriffs.
And apparently Florida woman as well. Over in Central Florida is perhaps the highest profile enemy of Florida man and Florida woman. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
Grady Judd. That's a name.
That's a southern name, all right. Yeah. Grady Judd, who constantly targets gangs, drug dealers, and prostitution rings in his folksy southern drawl. did I nail it? Folksy southern drawl? Anyway.
Very nice.
He's fine.
We're going to go.
I probably over-celebrated that one.
Crips in the Bloods.
Folksy southern drawl has been a frequent hit on TV. On TV. Not YouTube, TV, apparently.
That's why he's the biggest one.
Since he was first elected with no party affiliation in 2005.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Judd says of school shooters, "We're going to shoot you graveyard dead."
All right, well, that's better than the Uvalde police.
If he comes through. If he comes through.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it says something doesn't mean he's, you know, he actually.
They probably talked a whole bunch before they actually got put in the situation, I'm sure.
He also has praised homeowners for firing on intruders, including one last December. He gave them an early Christmas present. Only Santa Claus gets to come in your house, Judd told a news conference. I kind of like this guy. Judd often refers to the Polk County Jail as the Polk Pokey.
Nice. Just call it the Polky.
The Polky, yeah. Just why waste the extra letters?
Yeah.
Just put an L in Pokey and be done with it. And last holiday season, his office sold their version of the popular Elf on the Shelf doll dubbed Sheriff on the Shelf.
Oh, that's so creepy.
And he personally autographed Sheriff Judd bobbleheads.
Oh, nice. This guy sounds like such a narcissist.
I was liking him, and now I'm not liking him anymore.
Just wait. Pretty soon, there's going to be the Florida Sheriff NFTs.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to collect those.
Oh, God. One of Judd's latest targets was not exactly the crime of the century, but Judd had planned to say about a woman accused of assaulting workers at a McDonald's because her order was wrong. She's a pretty lady, but she was McMad.
This guy does have jokes.
Judd said on May 20th, I don't know if she was two fries short of a Happy Meal, but she created a McMess and acted like a McNutt.
Tried to throw a fruit punch at her.
This is Polk County. We don't put up with that McJunk. So that's the end of the article.
So clever guy.
Yeah, he's got mixed style.
Okay.
But he might have a McEgo.
They all do. I mean, that comes with the territory.
Yeah.
It is true that only people of a certain personal disposition are attracted to these types of jobs. Now, I will say, when it comes to sheriff versus police, right, that one is supposed to have over the rest of them. In other words, if there's some sort of a thing that the police are in, that a sheriff, in theory, is supposed to be able to come in and shut the police down.
Yeah.
Because he's the only elected official, or the only elected person in law enforcement.
Which is why we need libertarian sheriffs around here.
I mean, I guess that's a start, right? Okay. You know, I'd prefer just, you know, no government and private security. And, you know, if you don't have it, figure it out. Be your own security.
Transsexual Satanist sheriff around here? Is that?
She's got my vote.
We had one run, so, I mean, you know, why not? Especially, I'm trying to remember her campaign was that she was going to let the deputies just come into the office and play, like, Xbox and that kind of thing, like, at the office.
There's one dude running for some office in New Hampshire. I forget his name. I forget. I think it might be Merrimack County or something like that. And he's like, deputize everyone. Like, that's his libertarian platform.
Ooh.
Cool.
Interesting.
Right?
Can you actually? I mean, you could.
He's the sheriff. He's elected. Do what you want.
You could deputize everyone.
That's the plan.
And now everyone's a sheriff. Therefore,
or deputy.
Or deputy, yeah. a deputy sheriff, therefore decentralizing the entire sheriff's department and making police obsolete.
Want to be
I'm
a deputy? Okay.
Huh.
Next time I come across his name, I'll forward it over.
You got a magic rectangle? Look it up, man.
Give me a moment, then.
One moment, please.
Captain's just excited to add another thing to his name.
Okay.
That's deputy captain to you.
All right. You've got me there. Lord Deputy, wait, let me think about it for
Doctor.
A minute. Lord Doctor Reverend Deputy Captain Kickass. Wait, I think Lord Doctor Reverend Captain Deputy Kickass, I think would be
has a nice ring to it.
Appropriate placement there. I'm not sure that would fit on like the nameplates of my desk.
It's just really long, like takes up the entire desk.
Or like my Walgreens employee badge. I'm not sure. Might have to put two of them together and stab myself.
Hey, whatever you need to do, however you need to make it work.
I wonder if I could hire a skywriter to just put that in the sky. Right? Just one day you look up and you're like, the Lord, Dr. Reverend, Captain, Deputy, Kickass?
I can't find it. In the short amount of time that we have.
Well, there you go.
Sorry.
All right, some headlines we didn't get to. Scientists find link between wolf attacks and far-right politics.
We should have gotten to that one.
The reemergence of wolves to Germany has been accompanied by electoral gains for far-right parties, a new study reports.
How is that even connected? Who drew those lines?
You know, the wolf population has increased. It must be the far-right.
It always is.
looking for a scapegoat to blame.
Gonorrhea could be the driver of gene mutations that fight against dementia, improving cognition.
So now we have an excuse when Joe Biden gets it. It's just for his dementia. We're trying to cure the president. We had to give him the gonorrhea.
We had no choice.
No choice.
No choice.
Cancer didn't work. What's the other one? COVID didn't work.
Yeah. And finally, eat the rich. Ice cream truck sells $10 popsicles shaped like Bezos, Musk, and others.
Capitalism targeted at Marxists. Way to make that money.
We are out of time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If we didn't get to your calls, call us back on another day, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Thanks and peace.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.